Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of June 4, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Well, as usual, these notes will be sent out on an occasional basis until the bowling season starts again. But here is a quick update of a couple of things going on in the community this summer. Those of us who went to Reno for the national tournament had a great time, although we did not bowl very well overall. Congratulations to the Carolina Cowboys. Our Masters team of Herbert Everett, Letitia Adams, Zelda Price, Warren Scott, and John Blackwelder, who did place first in the Masters competition. Teams and singles doubles results are still pending, but should be out soon. Also, congratulations to the new ABBA president, Rod Wilson, from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Wilbert Turner from Cleveland will be serving as the first vice president, and Eileen Gallegos from Denver will be second vice president. Next year's tournament will be held in Cleveland, Ohio. The Gate City Classic Invitational Tournament will be held at Triad Lanes in Greensboro on Saturday, August 17. The cost will be $35. More details will be announced later. The entry deadline will be in early August. On to other news. The Raleigh Outlaw Audio, Dart Club will host a dart tournament on Saturday, June 15th. From 9 a.m. until around 4 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, Fellowship Hall, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. Registration and entry fees, $60 for three games, $50 for two games, $25 for one game. Early registration, all participants who register on or before June 8th, 2024 will be entered into a drawing for a $50 Visa gift card. The drawing will be held on the day of the tournament. You must be present in order to win. Payment options. Registration and entry fees and lunch payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, or in-person cash only. Please submit all in-person payments to John Ingram or Alicia Ingram or Julius Artis. Cash App information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Cash tag, name, $RADLNC. Telephone number, 323-839-3530. PayPal information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Organization name, Raleigh Outlaw Dart League. Email address, RADLNC301@gmail.com. The game schedule. Game 1, 301 countdown, individual, 9 rounds, double elimination. Game 2, I gotcha, individual, 12 rounds. Game 3, 301 countdown, random pairs, 8 rounds, double elimination. Partners for game 3 will be selected in a random drawing. Cash prize payouts to game winners. Game 1, 301 countdown, individual, first prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, and highest ton $25. Game 2, I gotcha, individual, first prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, highest ton $25. Game 3, 301 countdown, pairs, first prize $150, second prize $100, third prize $50, highest ton $25. There will be a lunch sale fundraiser, cost $10 per lunch. Lunch contents, one hamburger or cheeseburger, choice of beef or turkey patty, one bag of chips, choice of Frito-Lay products, one cookie, choice of chocolate chip or oatmeal, one drink, choice of soda, Gatorade, or water. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact John, Alicia, or Julius for more information. Update on our GMSAA reunion, please read with 4 exclamation points. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This is a friendly reminder that the deadline for reunion registration, hotel reservations, and t-shirt orders is July 19. That date is less than 6 weeks away. Please read below for additional information about some of the reunion activities, including 2 exciting convention fundraisers, as well as registration and hotel reservation information. The date, Friday, August 9 through Sunday, August 11, 2024. Location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel, 2805 High Woods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC, 27614. The phone number to the hotel is 919-872-3500. Room rate, $135 per night for standard king or 2 queen room types plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and there is free Wi-Fi in the guest rooms as well as in the public areas. Reservations. You should call the hotel directly, 919-872-3500, and request a room in the GMSAA Annual Convention Room Block or with the group code GMA. You can also call Hilton Hotels directly at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There are a limited number of rooms available in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, August the 8th. All reunion activities and meals will be held in the hotel. Registration. The registration fees are GMSAA members $60, lifetime GMSAA members $50, guests $90. This registration fee will cover dinner on Friday evening, a box lunch for Saturday, and a banquet dinner on Saturday evening. The registration fee for Friday only will be $30. For Saturday lunch only, $30. For Saturday evening dinner only, $30. The registration fee for Saturday lunch and dinner will be $60. There will be an additional $10 fee for anyone who registers past the July 19 deadline. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of cancellation. If possible, please register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make your payment. When on the PayPal section, just arrow down to credit/debit card option. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to Donna Permar at dcpermar58@gmail.com with your phone number and a time when you are available to register via our website. Other convention committee members are also available to assist you with online registration. When you arrive at the hotel and your registration is confirmed, you'll be given a name tag. This name tag will be your meal ticket. Once again this year, you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray, with the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, number of shirts you want, and the money in to us by July 19, we will be able to have your shirt at the convention reunion on August 9th. If you're not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. To order your t-shirt or t-shirts, please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. We will hold 2 convention fundraisers. The first one will provide attendees and members the opportunity to support GMSAA with a monetary donation based on your age. For example, if you are 30 years old, then you would donate $30. You can make this donation via PayPal on our website prior to the convention or, of course, at the meet and greet activity at the convention. The second fundraiser is our indoor yard sale. For those who are attending, please bring items that are in good condition to donate to our yard sale. We plan to invite people from outside our organization, so please invite your neighbors, friends, and family to the fundraiser where they will find a wide variety of low-cost items. Very important, the hotel does not have an ATM machine, so you should plan to bring cash for your donations, as well as for yard sale purchases. The tentative scheduled events, all times and events are subject to change if necessary. Friday, August 9, 1 to 4:30 p.m., registration and name tag distribution. 3 to 4:30 p.m., line dance class. 6 to 7:30 p.m., dinner followed by meet and greet. 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., fun games. Left, right, and center, bingo, and GMS trivia. Darts will be the alternate activity. Saturday, August 10, 9 to 11 a.m., announcements, presentations, business meeting. We will be holding elections for officers in our organization. 12 o'clock noon lunch, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., indoor yard sale and vendors. Vendors will be selling handcrafted creations as well as other unique items. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., banquet. 9 o'clock till 10:30 p.m., dance. Don Ball will be our DJ. The alternate activity will be a quiet place, which will allow people to play more games or just sit and socialize with one another. Sunday, August 11, 9 to 10 a.m. worship hour. This will be our final activity. Say goodbye to your friends, new and old, and check out from the hotel. Don't delay. Complete your registration and room reservation today. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMSAA reunion, the convention committee. Donna Permar, email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter, email yalowdog@bellsouth.net. Telephone 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter, email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Telephone 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson, email missp2015@gmail.com. Telephone 919-798-2222. And Ricky Scott, email rickyscott09@gmail.com. Telephone 919-673-8300. Save the date, folks. White Cane Day 2024, October the 15th. The Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right of way. And the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning and to hold an advocacy committee in the meeting in the Senate legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public places. Members of the NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or have low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making clear a statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. Expect regular updates. If you have ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith3808@gmail.com or call 301-646-9109. And now, recipes that will bowl you over. Our first one is chicken scampi with garlic parmesan rice. 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, thinly sliced. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. 1/4 cup white wine, optional. Salt and pepper to taste. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 4 cloves of garlic, minced. 1/2 cup chicken broth. Juice of 1 lemon. Now for the garlic parmesan rice, 1 cup of long grain white rice, 2 cups of chicken broth, 2 cloves of garlic minced, salt and pepper to taste, 1/4 cup grated parmesan cheese, chopped fresh parsley for garnish. For the chicken, season the chicken strips with salt and pepper. In a large skillet, heat olive oil over a medium-high heat. Add the seasoned chicken strips to the skillet and cook for 3 to 4 minutes per side until golden brown and cooked through. Remove the chicken from the skillet and set aside. In the same skillet, add minced garlic and cook for 1 minute until fragrant. Pour in chicken broth, lemon juice, and white wine, if using, scraping up any brown bits from the bottom of the skillet. Simmer 3 to 4 minutes to reduce the liquid slightly. Stir in butter until melted and well combined. Return the cooked chicken to the skillet, tossing to coat in the sauce. Sprinkle chopped parsley over the chicken just before serving. And for the garlic parmesan rice, in a medium saucepan, combine rice, chicken broth, and minced garlic. Bring to a boil over a high heat, then reduce the heat to low. Cover and simmer for 15 to 20 minutes or until the rice is tender and the liquid is absorbed. Remove from heat and stir in grated Parmesan cheese. Season with salt and pepper to taste. You're going to want something after that, I'm sure. Everybody loves dessert. And you want to do this, you know, life is short, have dessert first. Whatever you like. But this one's going to be frozen turtle pie, something I've not encountered. The ingredients, a small box of instant chocolate pudding, a 4 serving size, 1 1/2 cups of milk, 8 ounce container of whipped topping, 1 cup of caramel, 6 ounces of chocolate pie crust, 1 cup of chopped pecans, chocolate magic shell squirt whipped cream canned for garnish, and pecan halves to garnish. With all of that, you're going to do the following. In a large mixing bowl, place instant pudding and milk. Beat well, scraping down the sides as needed until the pudding is dissolved, about 2 minutes at a time. Add in whipping cream and mix until well blended, about 1 minute. Spread caramel in the bottom of the pie crust. Sprinkle with chopped pecans. Spoon chocolate pudding mixture over top. Cover and place in a freezer until firm. Before serving, squirt a border of canned whipped topping around the edges. Drizzle a zigzag pattern of magic shell over the entire top of the pie and place in the freezer, uncovered, for 5 minutes to help set. Press pecans into the border for decoration, if you wish, and allow it to sit out, 5 to 10 minutes before cutting. And this recipe ends perfectly with the word enjoy. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of June 4, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience, and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.